Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry. Thank you so much for listening. And we begin this hour in Texas, in a courtroom battle that's now on the front lines of the national debate over illegal immigration. Civil rights groups in Texas, along with cities and counties, are challenging SB 4 in the U.S. District Court in San Antonio. The law is an effective ban on sanctuary cities. These are jurisdictions that refuse to use local law enforcement to enforce federal immigration laws. Here's the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, at the signing of SB 4 back in May.
This law cracks down on policies like the Travis County Sheriff, who declared that she would not detain known criminals accused of violent crimes. Those policies are sanctuary city policies and won't be tolerated in Texas.
Now, SB 4 divided the Texas legislature before it passed back in May. The law requires local police to enforce federal requests to detain undocumented immigrants. It also allows local cops to ask people about their immigration status in routine stops. In addition, and this is part of the controversy too, officials who don't cooperate with these policies or even criticize them could face charges themselves. The law is set to go into effect on September 1st, but it's up to U.S. District Court Orlando Garcia now. Steve Laddick is a professor at the University of Texas School of Law and co-editor of Just Security. He joins me now from Austin. Welcome, Steve.
Thanks, Todd. Great to be with you.
And it's good to have you. I described SB 4 a little bit, but let's talk about a routine traffic stop in Texas now under SB 4. Broken taillight. Cop walks up to the car. What happens?
Yeah, so, you know, typically the police officer would ask the driver for their license and registration. They're now allowed to ask, obviously, if the driver has lawful immigration status. But more importantly, Todd, when they go back to their car to run the license and registration to do their check, you know, presumably they're now also going to be checking their database to see if they can determine and ascertain the immigration status of the driver and other individuals who are stopped. And then at that point, the question becomes whether, if it's someone who's undocumented, there's what's called a detainer. That is to say, a notice from Immigration and Customs Enforcement that any law enforcement officer who comes upon this person should hold them, should detain them on behalf of the federal government. If that flag triggers, SB 4 requires that officer to exercise the detainer to take that person into custody.
So there are lots of different perspectives here. Civil rights groups are suing against this law. Latino groups might have one perspective, but also cities and municipalities. From the cops' perspective in this case, is it basically, look, we're local cops, we're not federal officials, this is a drain on resources and not our job?
I think that's a big part of it. I mean, I think we have to be very careful, Todd, to draw a distinction between circumstances where local jurisdictions want to cooperate with federal law enforcement and choose to expend their resources to assist, immigration authorities, federal law enforcement authorities, versus situations like under SB 4, where by dint of a state law, these local officials are now being compelled to do so. Todd, really, no matter what, even if their, you know, time and energy is better directed elsewhere, even if they don't have the manpower or the wherewithal to prioritize immigration enforcement over, say, domestic violence calls, over, say, you know, other kinds of more serious and violent crimes. And so I think the concern here is really threefold. First, that it's going to ramp up, you know, a kind of profiling where local officers are actually on the lookout for folks who they, quote, suspect, unquote, are out of status. Second, it's going to take them away from things that they very well might think are more important to protecting the safety of their communities. And third, and perhaps most importantly, it takes away their ability even to criticize, even to oppose what they're doing while they're doing it, right? That is to say, it interferes with their right to speak out against the very policy they are being commandeered into enforcing.
And that might be a First Amendment issue. What about that part of the law where officials who say, go to a microphone or tell a reporter, I think this is bad policy, could face sanctions or even charges? Is that usual? Is that an uncommon thing?
I mean, I think it's worth saying, Todd, you know, SB4, there's very little about SB4 that is usual. But I think that the speech restrictions, although not necessarily the most, you know, onerous from the perspective of those communities who are at risk and who are most likely to be impacted by SB4, the speech restrictions may be the lowest hanging fruit from a constitutional law perspective, because there's no reason why a local sheriff couldn't simultaneously exercise his or her duty while registering his or her protest. I mean, I think that's the, you know, the speech here would not actually get in the way of carrying out the policy. And so I think, you know, courts are probably not going to have too much trouble at least getting rid of the speech restrictions. I think the much bigger and more troubling question is what courts are going to do with the compelled activity rules in SB4.
So there's that First Amendment aspect. There's probably a Fourth Amendment issue here of unreasonable search, and certainly many of the civil rights groups involved here are concerned about that. Steve Laddick, this is clearly an issue that extends beyond Texas. This is about SB4, but there are many jurisdictions around the country that are branded sanctuary cities, many lawsuits ongoing. So how does this extend beyond the borders of Texas?
Well, I think, you know, Todd, we're seeing a progression. I mean, we saw California take a shot with Prop 187. We saw Arizona take a shot with SB 1070. You know, SB4 is just the latest in this escalating series of measures where states are trying to basically deputize their own officers into federal immigration enforcement, Todd, largely because they disagree with how vigorously or not the federal government is doing its own job. And so I think what happens in San Antonio in the SB4 litigation is going to have reverberations far outside of Texas, as other states increasingly decide how much of the mantle of federal immigration policy they really want to take up, even when the federal government lacks either the wherewithal or the institutional interest in enforcing it to the full letter of the law.
Well, this case is in Texas. Certainly, appeals are likely after the U.S. District Court rules in the challenge to SB4, the sanctuary cities law that was enacted in May in Texas. Steve Laddick, professor at the University of Texas School of Law from Austin. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.